Hey, greetings, sisters. Today I think we're going to talk about beds in van life. I've been trying to do some helpful tips. Titus 2 tips in the van life, you know, cooking, and I haven't done any on cleaning or anything. And I thought maybe today it would be the beds in van life. I guess I'll just share with you what we had and what we decided to use now that we really like. We like it, Brother Tupos?
Oh, we do. The new mattress we got.
It's awesome,
tremendous.
Yeah.
And a great savings of money as well.
Right, right. So what we used to have was a regular mattress, and it was actually, when we needed one, we found it. It was like one of those pretty expensive ones, but it was marked way down. I mean, if you want to consider that still a good deal, because mattresses, no matter what, are super duper expensive. And it wasn't really that bad. It was okay. But then we made some changes. And we decided to look and get something different for a mattress. And so I was doing a bunch of research, and I was reading about those foam mattresses. You know, they come all rolled up in a box, all compressed. And then you just lay it out. It'll open itself up after a couple days, and there you go. You have a mattress. And I saw, like, a whole bunch of good reviews on it. So we talked about it, looked at them, and decided to try one. And we love it.
It's been phenomenal.
It is so awesome. So you'll have to do your research on that. There's all different kinds of them. What I'll do is, in this post, I'm going to put like a picture of not necessarily the exact one we got, but what I looked at when I was looking for them, because they layer them. They have different layers and densities of foam, and then you can kind of choose what you think might work for you. After doing my research, I was thinking 8 inches would be good, and we both kind of agreed and thought we would try that, and it turns out to be a really good size for us for the depth of it. Anything smaller, and I think it might not feel the same because you're not going to have all the good layers that they have in there. I think there's like 3 or 4 layers. I can't remember. I'll have to, once I do the post, I'll put a picture on there and we can see. There's all different kinds of it, so you have to do your own research on it. But I just wanted to share a few things with you that we thought were a benefit of it. One of it was the price. These, you can get one for a couple $100. What I think, what we both think, is a really good quality. So far it's been holding up really good. We don't have any soft spots or anything in it.
It really form fits your body. I have back problems, and the greatest thing I like about it is it form fits your body.
Right.
Whereas mattresses tend to get holes and valleys, this thing form fits you perfectly.
Right. It does. It's pretty awesome. And now that you brought that up, I forgot this point. You can get like softer ones, medium, harder ones. And I tried to find one that was pretty firm.
Yeah, we like firm.
Yeah.
And it supports your bones really good.
Yeah, it does. There's something about this foam when you lay on it. At first, it's a little unusual compared to a regular mattress. But it doesn't take long and you're like, hey, I like this because we sleep really good on it. But anyway, you can do your research on that. A couple other things on there is, I know one thing that we noticed in the van life, when it gets colder, the mattress, the regular mattress, was like ice cubes. When, if you're laying in one spot, you were warming up that area of the mattress. If you move your foot just a little bit, it was like ice if it was really cold out. This foam one, it doesn't seem that way at all. I mean, it's just cool, but it's not ice cold like the other one.
Yeah, it's a big perk.
Yeah, and we've even had some hotter days, and the foam doesn't seem hotter. So it's good. It's a little bit warmer in the winter, but it doesn't seem to be hotter at all for summertime. And let me see. I got some notes here. It's easier to put in. Think about this. So if you got like a side door and you can't get in through the back door of your van or whatever vehicle it is that you're putting it in, regular mattresses don't fold up and crunch through the doors very good. If they do, you might end up breaking something. These are pretty awesome because they come in a box, they're smashed, they're rolled up like a big cinnamon roll, and you just lay it out and let it sit for 2 or 3 days, depending. I know I read some of the reviews and people said, well, they slept on it a day earlier or whatever. I mean, you just use your own judgment, but it's pretty easy to get in, get out. And another thing, doesn't really have anything to do with the foam mattress itself, is the size. We were pretty used to a queen size mattress, and that's what we had. And we thought, well, maybe we'll save some room and make some changes. And so we got a full, and we don't seem to have a problem with it. You know, it's only a few inches difference.
And I think the reason for that is because these are so comfortable, you move around a lot less and you need a lot less room.
Oh, that's a really good point.
Yeah, I think that's what it's found for me, because on the other mattress with my bad back, I'm constantly rolling, moving, doing this, putting this leg up. These just kind of cradle you nice and you need less room.
Yeah, I guess I never thought of that. Yeah, you're right on that. Yeah, so that's another good reason for it. So it does save room for us. And let me see, what else was there? Can you think of anything else?
Not really. The cost was huge. Comfort was great. Hot and not hot and cold.
Yeah, easy to put in.
Easy to put in. Those are the real.
Oh, well, here's another one.
For me, the money was a big deal.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And you can either get them online and ship to you, or we've noticed that a lot of the stores have them, so they're pretty easy to get.
Yeah, you can find them in Walmart and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know,
you mentioned this, right? Because you can buy them for like $200, and mattresses, a cheap one is like $1,000.
Yeah, from what we saw anyway.
Yeah, from what we looked, you can spend many thousands. So yeah, a couple hundred dollars, and they're supposed to last years and years. You know, if you can get 3 or 4 years for a couple hundred dollars.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
That's a good investment.
So I'll tell you what, even if you could only get a couple years out of it, you know, because some people are, you know, bigger and maybe you smash it down more or something like that. Yep. We're just average size, so it should last us a few years, I would think.
Yeah,
you know,
we've had ours well over 6 months now.
Something like that. Yeah, I can't
remember.
Almost
going on 8, and it no sign of it breaking down.
No, not even in any areas. No, No, and to be honest with you, there's one spot that I kind of sit at, way at the foot of the bed, so that way I don't smash anything else down, you know, because you don't really need much down by your feet. And I haven't noticed it, like, pressing it in or anything.
Yeah, that's the other thing. In van life, one thing nice about this memory foam, too, in van life, you use your bed for a lot of things.
Yeah.
You tend to sit on it. You tend to stack stuff on it. You tend to maybe work on it sometimes.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, so the memory foam is really good because it's firm and you're not breaking it down like a traditional mattress. So it actually becomes like another whole area of the van where you could sit, lay things out, work on projects, work online.
Right.
So it's another whole realm in van life that you don't think about in a house, because in a house, the bed is only for sleeping, whereas in the van, it can actually be a utility table.
Oh, yeah, it gets used a lot. Yeah. Yeah, so I think that was pretty much it about that. The only other thing I guess I would say when it comes to beds and bedding is these actually take a regular sheet. You know, I got like a deep-fitted pocket sheet, if you want to call it that way, or call it that. I'm not really sure what they call them. But I got two of them, and then I put the clean one away, and then we use one. And in van life, you don't always have the opportunity to just stop and wash clothes. We try to stay away from laundromats just because we don't want to spend the money on it. We don't want to wait. And you know what? To be honest with you, some of the places that we end up going, you can't really find maybe a clean laundromat, if you want to say it that way. We've had some times where we're like, oh, I don't really want to use this. So I really try to do a lot of hand washing. So what I like to do is have two sheets, and the same with pillowcases and stuff, and you put the clean ones away. Then when you need to, you take the dirty ones off, and they're ready for whenever you get like a nice, good, unlimited supply of water. And then you can wash them up, and you already have the clean ones put on the bed. So just a couple tips on that, and I guess I can't think of anything else.
No, I think that's about it.
Yeah. All right. Well, hopefully that helps you, sisters. I'll do a post and put a picture in there, and if I think of anything else, I'll put it on there.
Yeah, there's more tips for you in van life.
Yeah, hopefully it helps somebody.
Amen.
Well, actually, you don't even need this in the van. Because if you're in a house, you
just... It's great for the van, but it could be for anybody in apartment.
Right. You know what else I just thought about? It just came to me, and I forgot to say it earlier when we were talking about the benefits of it. On these foam mattresses, I could probably jump up and down on one side, and Brother Tupos wouldn't even know.
Right.
On the other side. It don't move like a mattress does.
And I tend to
move
a lot when I sleep, so I would wake you up a lot. And now these are like, they're really stable.
Yeah, really stable. And that one to me is
That's a huge one.
Yeah, because if you have a husband or, I'm talking to sisters. If you have a husband that does move around a lot, it might wake you up because the mattresses do jiggle.
Yep.
Or they can. But this one, nope. Not at all. It's pretty awesome. So between the price and the ease and the comfort and being able to figure out where to get them and all these other benefits, I think it's wonderful for van life and just a good Titus II tip for anybody, really.
Yeah. And if I could describe the feeling of laying on it, you talked about it earlier, I would tell people, because I like a firm butt, I also like it where it like smooths out your bones because I have a bad back. It's like sleeping on a big plate full of really hard Jello. That's what it feels like. You lay on it and it's firm, but your body settles into it. Whereas a mattress, you feel like you're laying on a hard piece of plywood. Yeah. This feels like you're laying in Jello that form fits to your body.
Okay, maybe that's why some of them have gel in them.
Yeah, that's what they call it, memory some foam do, but or whatever.
Yeah, that's a really
that's
good
point.
That's
how I would explain it, and it's been really, really good for my old preacher body, that's for sure.
Right, and I'll tell you what, sisters, I lay on it a lot. The older we get, I have some issues that really bother me often, and so I get a lot of use out of this, probably more so than just average. I take a lot of lay-down breaks.
Yeah.
Not for very long, but just enough to use it, and it is really comfortable no matter what. But anyway, hopefully that was helpful, and I guess I'll have to think about some more tips coming up.
Sounds good.
All right, love you, sisters. Hold fast. Bye-bye.